You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Generally on Facebook, I'd say that's where we now get about 90%. We still get some through email, which you can find if you go to mix100.com. Mix100.com, you can send us an email. But find us on the book of face. Just search for Dom. That's Dom with an M and Jeremy. A bunch this week that we didn't get to, so we've kind of piled up a few here on Friday, and we're going to go through these, chat about them, and we'll also open up the phones if people want to talk. I'll go first with this one. Antonio said, hey, boys, my girlfriend and I had our first child, and a woman I work with asked me what birth gift I gave to her, meaning his girlfriend. I didn't get her a birth gift because I didn't know I was supposed to. Is that really a thing?
Ooh, I remember talking about that when Nicole was pregnant.
Okay, so did you? I don't remember if you got her a birth gift or not.
No, I don't think I did. I think I would have remembered. I don't think I did. You're supposed to get like some sort of necklace or something. I think I even recall people saying that you should get her a toe ring, like a very special toe ring, because in that situation, you're looking down at your feet when you're giving birth, and then she could see it.
Oh, so you would give her the birth gift before the birth.
Before the birth, yeah.
Okay.
She's kind of a, you know, preemptive. You're a strong, powerful woman. Thank you for going through this, and this is for you, and carrying our child. And
so you heard people say
legit,
this,
yeah.
But you didn't do it, though.
I don't think I did.
And did Nicole look at you, like, out of the corner of her eye, like, you jerk, you didn't get me a birth gift?
No, I think she was crying tears of joy because we had a beautiful human baby child in front of us. And not really a moment for a gift, I don't think. That is the gift of life. How are you gonna pass that? There's no gift that you can give her that's gonna up the gift of life. Huh?
Yeah, but But is that from what? You?
Well, in a way, it was
part
from
of
me.
It is, but it's also from her. I don't know. Look,
you know what? It's just another gift. It's a Hallmark thing, right?
Look,
what?
It's really difficult to talk about some of these things because, as we know, some people are remarkably passionate about various topics. And here's what you have to know about hosting a morning radio show. We're talking about this while right now there are people listening who are the biggest advocate of birth gifts and think if you don't do it for a woman, you're the biggest jerk of all time. While at the same time, there are people listening who are throwing their hands up saying, my God, how much more stupid stuff can we? In other words, both sides are listening. No matter what we say, we're guaranteed to anger somebody. But I think it's dumb.
It's a little much.
Maybe dumb's not the right word.
It's not dumb.
It's because it's thoughtful. It's very thoughtful.
But
I retract the word dumb.
It's not necessary. It's not necessary. You're bringing a child into the world. It's going to cost a lot of money to raise. Why do you got to go out and buy like a $200-$300 necklace or a ring? Or you're just piling on costs, and now you got to buy diapers. So unless you can swing it, I guess. I don't know.
Antonio wants to know if it's really a thing.
I guess it's a thing. I didn't do it. Dom, maybe on your next baby you could do it. Yeah.
I'll keep that in
mind. You do it.
On that note, Brittany writes in, I'm hoping my boys in the morning can help with this question. How do you tell your spouse to shut up? Thank you. I love your show. That's it. That's all she said.
That's a weird one.
I'll let you take that, Jeremy.
You don't.
How does Nicole tell you to shut up?
She just says, shut up. You're annoying me. But I would never tell her to shut up. I don't. That's rude. In what scenario would, like, if you're fighting, maybe? Shut up. Is this a lighthearted shut up, or is this just shut up?
No, it has to be. This cannot be lighthearted, because nobody would care, the lighthearted.
Oh, well, we don't do that to each other, so I don't know.
Right, like Elaine from Seinfeld, right? Anytime they told her something that, you know, blew her away.
Shut up! Yeah, I don't do that.
How about all those households where shut up is a bad word? Words, bad words.
Words.
That's another one. I remember telling somebody on the show years ago, oh, shut up. And we got some sort of call and they said, you know, we're listening with our children. And in our house, shut up is not said.
Yeah.
And I reply, I do remember replying, well, then don't come to my house, because in my house, it is like not only common, it's
shut
required.
Up Grand Central Station.
Right. We invented shut up around
my house.
That's how
you greet people when they come to your house. Shut up. Get in here.
Every house is different, right?
It is.
In some households, they let their kids sample alcohol at a young age. In some houses, they let their children cuss. And in some houses, they let their kids say shut up if it's the right moment. Right. That's the thing with shut ups, is that they have to be used. You can't overuse them or they lose their potency. You've got to reserve them for those moments that really
that you really want them to shut up. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump into a break. When we come back, Jeremy's got one. What's yours about?
Well, I got a couple. I got one from Brent who wants to talk about his spouse and what she wears. And then one from Mike who's talking about frozen pizza. And going back just a step, Nicole texted me and said, with Reed, you brought me some flowers after he was born in the hospital.
Okay, that's a birth
gift. And she said, with Lila, we didn't even have a bag packed. She was an emergency C-section, so we didn't even have time. So I guess I brought flowers.
Flowers.
That's nice of me.
Weren't you the guy 2 weeks ago who was on the air saying flowers were stupid because they just die?
That's my wife's words, not mine. So
so you brought her something that she thought was stupid.
At the time I didn't know, but now I know.
You'll never make that mistake
again. These are
stupid. All right, what do you got in terms of listener
mail? Another mail. This one says, hi Dom and Jeremy, Mike Cooper here. All right, Mike Cooper.
Hello, Mike Cooper.
Glad to hear from you. Says, question for you boys. My partner thinks I'm OCD, and I'm wondering if you guys do the same thing. Now, before I cook a frozen pizza, I let it sit out for about 10 minutes before I put it in the oven so it thaws out just a little bit. Then I rearrange the toppings before I put it in. I want even coverage of toppings, and frozen pizzas tend to be heavy with toppings on one side where the other side is bare. Now, my partner says I'm adding an extra 15 minutes to something that's supposed to be a quick meal. He says, open the box, slap it in, cook, and enjoy. It's all going to taste the same. It's frozen pizza, not gourmet. Please tell me I'm not alone. Do you guys rearrange your pizzas? Thanks, boys. Mike Cooper. Well, Mike Cooper, he
you're
sounds
have
very
to take
buttoned up, doesn't he?
I'm not a frozen pizza guy.
You're not? You've never had a frozen pizza?
I don't think I've had a frozen pizza in 15 years.
Good night. They've come a long way, Dom. They're really good now. You should
get yourself
a Red Baron.
Do I believe you? Maybe I believe you.
I'm with Mike Cooper, and I can't believe that this other guy, his partner, doesn't do this. I thought everybody did this because, like, in transit and in travel, you know, then the pizzas are stacked there in the grocery store. All the toppings, they slide to the bottom. They all slide down in there.
It's frozen. Aren't they frozen together?
No. Like the pepperonis. If you get a pepperoni one, they all slide down like that Connect Four game. Shink, shink, shink.
Really?
So you do have to rearrange the toppings.
Otherwise,
absolutely,
it'll be
100%.
I guess otherwise there'd be a fight in the household. As soon as the pizza comes out of the oven, everyone would be lunging for the bottom pieces.
I guess.
With all the good toppings?
But I'm with him. I do let it sit out for not 10 minutes, but a few minutes to let it warm up, and then you just kind of rearrange. And I even go a step further. Like, I'll get out the garlic powder even, or like a little thing of the Italian seasoning and put it on there. Like, I doctor it up even a little bit more.
I suppose you
can
get a little package of pepperonis at the grocery store and slap a few extra ones on yourself and sprinkle a little extra cheese.
That's great. So, I don't know, Mike Cooper. I'm with you, buddy. I thought this is something that everybody does. So, you keep doing you, buddy. I'll give you one more.
Do you put smiley faces out of the pepperonis on the pizza or anything like that?
Only on special occasions. This one is from Brent. This actually came in on my Instagram, Brent. And, oh, God, Dom, it's a Brent. You know how I feel about Brent. He
Say
says,
it. Say how you feel.
Brents are goofy dudes. Brents are the guy that asks you to spot him at the gym. And
so
you want to play flag football? My name's Brent. Hey.
So my thing is that when a Heather calls, I call, say it's another evil Heather. When it's a Brent,
Brents
is it a, like another tool Brent?
Douchey guys, let's just say. Always wanted to play flag football. In my experience, okay? What are you doing after work, man? You want to go play some flag football, drink some beers? I got a cooler in my car. My name's Brent. All right, so this is from Brent. He says, boys, have you ever requested that your spouse wear something? My wife has a really cute dress that she looks stunning in, and now that it's warmer out, I like to see her in it. So I request that she wears it like once a week. She says I'm being creepy and to knock it off. Knock it off, Brent. She says, I don't tell you what to wear. I don't think I'm being creepy at all. Shouldn't she be happy that I'm still really attracted to her, especially in that dress? What do you boys think? Cute or creeper? Brent.
Well, there are certain things that Gretsch can wear that are my favorites. But I would stop short of ever requesting that she put it on. That seems so 1960s to me.
Hey, gal.
Hey, little darling.
Put on that flower dress, gal.
Run in there and put on that thing that you know that I like. And hurry. And bring me back a beer when you come back.
Who are you, Brent?
It's very Brentish.
Very Brentish? Oh, no.
So I know where he's coming from in terms of how certain things look good, just like there's probably women who say, oh, you know, when my husband wears, you know, that one particular shirt, he looks so good, or he's got, yeah, or a suit.
I feel bad.
But I just don't think you can ask another human being to decorate themselves in a way that pleases your eye.
I guess I'm a Brent.
Why, you asked Nicole to do that?
Just about 2 days ago, when it was super hot out, I sent her a text and I said, hey, why don't you put on a cute dress today? It's hot out and you look really good in dresses. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If I, one, compliment my wife on her looks and compliment her on a piece of clothing she has.
I see the dilemma.
Me, her husband, find it pleasing when she does that.
I know, but I see the dilemma, but I just could never, I would never do that.
It's just a simple little request. It's a little dress. So put on a cute dress today. You look cute in dresses. So I think that's the only thing I would do. And then I'm not the guy that says, bring me a beer, bring me a sandwich, But, you know, I think if she said, hey, you know, we're going out with some friends tonight, wear that black button-up shirt that I like. Okay, I'll wear it. If it's pleasing to your eye, I shall continue to wear it. Not Dom, though.
No, I'm just thinking about it because,
what if,
again,
she puts something on, you guys are going out, you don't like it, can you then say, why don't you wear that one red dress?
I will never do that.
Why are you
scared? I'm not scared. It's a respect thing as far as I'm concerned. If she goes and looks in the mirror and puts something on and she thinks it looks good, I'm not going to be that ogre that says, I'm not letting you out of the house like that. You put something else on.
Well, you're really
just never
taking it to an extreme.
Now, I will say that, you know, I'm on record as saying everybody judges. Now, we might not vocalize it, but we all do. And so, sure, she'll put some things on sometimes. I'm like, not really her best, but, you know.
Meh.
I guarantee you she thinks the same thing. And she will sometimes say that. Don't.
Well, then why
that.
Is it okay for her to say it to you, but you can't say it to her?
I can't express why it is. It's just different. Maybe it's
just being a gentleman.
I guess. And again, I'm not like condemning you for what you're doing. It just doesn't work for me, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a matter of respect.
Maybe if you guys, maybe years down the road you'll be able to? Because I'm approaching 2 decades with Nick Nack.
Oh, I understand that.
And it's just kind of like you just say what you want.
You have
which
to
I
know.
Think is beneficial. I think that's could be why the divorce rate is so high, is because nobody talks to each other. And nobody expresses their feelings.
Oh, I think there's too much talk. But I will say that it's not like we don't critique each other in other areas and about other things in life. We do. So it's not like a fear of hurting anyone's feelings about that. I don't know why, but the personal decoration is
Well, it's personal. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I don't feel like ever commenting on how she's doing her hair or how she's doing. It's like, I just let her do that. Let now, things that she will say, I will scoff many times or question or we'll get into debates about, but not the exterior, I guess. I'm more of an interior critiquer than an exterior.
What are you thinking? Yes. And what are you wearing? All right, Brent, I don't know, dude. We got two different angles here.
Well, that's, you know, the way it should be, right?
Yep.
People
are different. Dom and Jeremy are different. I don't know, Brent. Good luck with your flag football game today, though, buddy.
I don't know why.
I've seen a lot of Brents at car shows, and they usually drive like Camaros, you know, and they're like leaning on it.
I could see that.
Hey, Brent, nice Camaro.
Brents are the guys who will have the Subaru with the really giant spoiler on the back. Right?
Yeah.
That guy.
Brent.
Or the monster truck thing with the wheels, you know,
yes!
Really huge.
And the fake, you know, things dangling from the hitch in the back.
Right.
That's a Brent.
Those are Brents. So we have Karens for women and Brents.
And Brents. Don't be a Brent.
That's funny.
All right.
So I'm saving this one. Maybe it could be a Monday show topic. It's Katrina who wrote in about she had a disagreement with her husband over. She says what it means when you say you felt a spark with someone.
Ooh, I do like that.
It's an interesting question about
what is the spark?
What is the spark?